The clock is ticking for those who haven't bought health coverage for 2015. The deadline for open enrollment is February 15th. So far, the state is falling short on its enrollment goals. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
To date, more than 40,000 residents have bought health plans through Washington Health Plan Finder, the state's health exchange. The state's goal was more than twice that. Spokesperson Michael Marchand says part of the reason for the shortfall is that more people were eligible for Medicaid than anticipated. Still, he says it's likely that people will wait until the last minute to hit the purchase button, just like last year.
As we approach the deadline, we're absolutely expecting that to happen again, not just for people who are signing up for the first time, but also for people who are maybe had put off re-enrolling for a variety of reasons early in the year.
It matters how many people buy private health plans on the exchange. The agency's operation relies on fees from health plans sold online. For the past 2 years, it operated using federal funds, but from here on out, it'll rely more on sales fees for its operating budget.
We're watching this very closely, and we'll be having conversations with the legislature as it relates to ultimately where our budget winds up.
The health exchange has requested $147 million over 2 years. Also this week, the exchange sent out 1095A forms to customers who've purchased health plans online. Those forms will be required when filing income taxes. And this is the year that penalties kick in for those who didn't have health coverage in 2014. The penalty is $95, or 1% of your annual household income. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.